With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Seattle Seahawks have re-signed one of their pass rushers. Huh? No, it's not Jadeveon Clowney. They have brought back Bruce Irvin. He spent last year with Carolina, 8.5 sacks. I have not seen the details on exactly what the contract is worth. But,
I don't think they've put him out there yet.
Haven't come out yet. But there you go. First four seasons, of course, of his career spent in Seattle. The Seahawks are bringing Bruce Irvin back into the fold.
Okay, serious question.
Okay, fire away.
Bruce Irvin is just yet another example of my question here.
Yeah.
I feel like no team helps develop a player, lose the player, and then brings them back quite like Seattle.
Oh.
When I think of the Seattle Seahawks and their need for a position, I almost always assume they're bringing somebody that used to be there back. When they needed a running back,
yeah.
Right before the Marshawn Lynch stuff kind of blew up, I swear to God, I thought, they're probably going to call Marshawn Lynch.
You're going to go with what you're comfortable with, right?
Bruce Irvin coming back, not surprised at all. If Richard Sherman's there in 2 years, I'm not going to be shocked. That's, I put them in that category.
That's a really interesting angle that I've never thought of, and I don't even know how to compute that for other teams around the league. But when you say it, it makes a lot of sense. It feels like that happens a lot with Seattle.
I feel like no team, and there probably is evidence
sure.
of this.
We just don't follow it as closely.
I'm spitting a theory out without backing up the facts.
Yeah.
But I always think of Seattle as the team that gladly gives a player up and then somehow gets them back.
Yeah.
If you tell me Michael Bennett finishes his career in Seattle.
Wouldn't be surprised by it.
Not at all.
Yeah, bring the band back together.
Richardson got released, right? Jermaine Kearse. I bet at some point one of them are going to be back.
Bring them back.
It's
man.
Just like it's such a Seattle thing to have somebody leave and then come back. Why do I think this? I don't know. I just feel like I always see a Seahawk come back to Seattle and everybody gets jacked because they remember, oh, Bruce Irvin, it's over.
Band's back together, baby.
It's like, that was like 4 years ago, right?
They had 8.5 sacks last year in
Carolina.
That's not bad. They probably got him on a pretty affordable contract. That is such an interesting theory, though. And if I ever cared enough, I would probably dig into the research on that, which I don't. But
that would take a lot of digging.
Exactly. I'm going to trust your theory. I have a buddy who rants about something like that in the NBA with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yes.
And how they are the Blazer castoffs.
Oh,
like the number of former, like just over the years. And then he put it all in a text and I looked at the names and it was like, oh my God.
Vonleh, Lehman, Napier.
Well, you go coaching staff, Brandon Roy back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it was like an incredibly long list of former Blazers that moved on immediately to Minnesota or at some point found their way to Minnesota. And it was like they were the Diet Blazers.
It's kind of like the Mariners or the Yankees farm system.
Sure, yeah.
Right? It's the same kind of thing.
We're the Minnesota Timberwolves farm system?
The Timberwolves? No, yeah.
I don't know. It's a bad thing because they get a lot of bad players.
No, because we're good.
Yeah.
They
get our cast-offs.
They're an independent league team.
the guys
who don't get signed anymore. They pick them up.
Oh. So Seattle brought back Bruce Irvin. There you go. That is the signing that we know of. Now, the other bit of good news, though, and I'm sure Seahawks fans will enjoy hearing this. It's nothing new or breaking, but Jadeveon Clowney is a free agent this offseason, and we've talked about him briefly, just what it's going to cost to bring him back. Of course, he's had quotes saying he'd love to stay in Seattle, but he seems like the kind of guy, and why wouldn't you, that if somebody's got to offer you more money, you're going to take the more money, whether it's the Giants or the Colts. Handful of teams have been interested in him just through reporting, but now the free agency is here and offers are being thrown around, he apparently is not getting the market that he thought he was going to get. And Seattle continuing to be interested. A lot of people are pointing them that this is likely going to end up being he returns to Seattle on a deal that won't cost them an arm and a leg, like some thought maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Well, and that was the good news I was teasing in the first hour is if anything's come that's positive for Seattle in the last couple of days, it's Jadeveon Clowney and his team basically admitting that the market's not there, right? Like Indianapolis had a defensive line need. Yeah, they prefer to go DeForest Buckner and give him, what did he get, $21 million a year on average?
$21 million a year, yeah.
Niners could have gone a different direction. They wanted to keep Eric Armstead. They give him $17 million. Clowney's probably going to end up in that $17, $18 million range, even though he was looking for that DeForest Buckner money of $21 to $22.
Does he deserve more than Eric Armstead? I mean, I would argue he does, doesn't he? But I don't know, maybe I'm wrong on that.
I mean, by much, though?
Yeah, not by much. Let me see how old
his playoff game 2 years ago against Houston. You didn't hear his name one time.
Yeah, he's 27 years old.
You're paying a player 18 to 20. I better damn well hear his name being called.
He's only a year older than Eric Armstead.
Yeah.
Which is also kind of surprising. It feels like he's older than that. I don't know why.
He's been in our lives a lot longer because of that bowl game.
That's very true. I'm with you on that. If you can get him below 20, I think you got to jump on that if it's Seattle, right? Like if that ends up being the market, because some people thought initially when the offseason was beginning that he was going to fetch north of $20 million a year. Which
yeah, but is he worth it?
No, to that I say no, he's not. But if you're going to pay him somewhere around where Eric Armstead got paid or slightly more, I'd say he's for sure worth that.
But see, even the Eric Armstead deal for me, from a San Francisco perspective, I think that's a bit much.
Well, and I agree with you there. I also think Eric Armstead, look, I love him because he's a Duck, but I think some of his production is inflated because of the talent that he had around him. It was almost like the old Seattle secondary guy, like when Byron Maxwell got that big contract. It's like, well, yeah, he's going to look good because he's got Sherman over there.
Another guy, by the way,
right?
That Seattle brought
he
back.
Ended up coming back.
Byron Maxwell.
Look at that. He come full circle in the segment. He had Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas behind him. Like, yeah, dude, he's going to look pretty damn good as a corner with all that help around him. That's kind of how I feel about Eric Armstead when you got Bosa and Buckner and all those other guys on that defensive line. It's going to make him look good. Not saying he's not a talented player, but I think it helps him. That would be the argument that I would make for Jadeveon Clowney is the first nine. Well, how many did Jaron Reed miss? I guess six games, right?
Six games
for the
suspension.
Domestic stuff. So six games. So the first six games of the year, their other good defensive lineman was out. And then who did he have to work with on that D-line the rest of the season?
Right. And Frank Clark ended up having a great year in Kansas City.
He did. So, like, if you put Bosa on the other side and Buckner in the middle of that Seattle defensive line, what kind of impact is Clowney having?
Right.
It becomes easier to take him out of a game if you need to when there's not that help with him. So I don't want to necessarily just look at his numbers in that regard. I think he's worth $17, $18 million a year.
And the cap goes up, too. I mean, it didn't go up as much as they thought it would, but the cap goes up a little bit. It's easier to deal with those numbers. It's tough because defensive line means so much, right? We just saw what a Bosa can do with already established group in San Francisco.
For sure.
And Clowney clearly is a great player, and Seattle needs pass rushers, so they don't really have much of an option. But you also just you think back to what Seattle was a couple years ago, right? They paid Richard Sherman, they paid Bobby Wagner, and then they had to make those tough decisions. Do you want to spend a decent chunk of your cap on a defensive pass rusher who may not make an impact in your biggest moment?
Yeah.
Again, the Houston game 2 years ago, you didn't hear his name called one time against the Colts.
That's true. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. Did he have a good game against Green Bay?
Look that up.
Because the one game that stands out, and maybe that's the frustrating.
He had some really good moments.
Sure.
I think the game at San Francisco, he was huge in that
one.
The
Monday Night Football game that they won in overtime, you can argue he was the MVP of the game. And that was the famous or infamous, however you want to look at it, Booger McFarland post game. Look, I don't know if the stats said it, but he had a great game. And he had like five hurries, two sacks, a forced fumble, an interception. It was like a great stat line.
At Philly in their playoff game, the wild card weekend, he had five tackles and a sack.
Okay.
At Green Bay, he had seven tackles and a half sack.
Okay, I mean, those are pretty good numbers. And Green Bay, yeah. Yeah, maybe not a lot of jaw-dropping plays, but he's having an impact on the game. And again, I think it goes back to as well that if you're an offensive line facing Seattle, there was a certain part of let's gear up and not let him affect the game. Whereas if you're facing San Francisco, again, to use them as the example because they're elite defensive line, who do you take away? You want to double-team Bosa? That's fine. Armstead's going to get one-on-one battles. He's probably going to win it. Or Buckner's going to get one-on-one battles, and he's going to win them.
You hope the health stays okay if Seattle can re-sign him. And then I think you also just think of the Rams, right? Like the Rams missed the postseason, and we know the impact of a quarterback versus a defensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
But ask the Rams if they'd rather have life without Aaron Donald. They would tell you no every single time.
Yeah, you take him in a heartbeat.
But you also have the flip side of that. Guys like Khalil Mack who get paid, they go to Chicago, they help, and then the quarterback's so bad that as good as he is, it doesn't change the dynamic of wins and losses.
Yeah, I haven't won a playoff game with him.
Seattle could look at this as they give him $18 to $19 million a year. You're bringing back an experienced, obviously you know what he is, pass rusher in Jadeveon. Maybe you go through the draft, you develop somebody because that's what you are. Seattle, you're a place that's known for developing. Mm-hmm. And then you get to a point where it's kind of at the end of his deal. You don't have to deal with it if he's not giving you production anymore.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.